Two western Massachusetts municipalities with large Puerto Rican populations are prepping for a possible large influx of people from the devastated island. Victor Perez of Springfield was visiting family in Puerto Rico when Hurricane Maria hit. To escape the island and return home, Perez said he waited for 11 hours in line to buy gasoline and then waited 17 hours at the airport in San Juan for a flight out.
If you're going to eat or if you're going to get gas, you need cash. So no one really prepared for that. And we were in the same destitute kind of situation, not knowing what we're going to eat the next day, trying to ration the food.
As he recounted his ordeal, he began to weep over the humanitarian crisis facing the people in Puerto Rico, where power is out and there are severe shortages of water and food.
People need help. They need help.
Perez Thursday joined members of Western Massachusetts United for Puerto Rico at a meeting in Holyoke to discuss regional relief efforts. The group is a newly formed coalition of community leaders, nonprofit organizations, religious leaders, and business owners who've organized donation drives and fundraising. The relief efforts are centered in Holyoke, where the population is 50% Latino, largely made up of Puerto Ricans, and Springfield, with a 39% Latino population. Officials in the two cities are preparing for the likelihood that large numbers of people will leave Puerto Rico and come to Western Massachusetts to live with families or friends. Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse convened a two-hour meeting Thursday with representatives from city agencies and local social service organizations.
You know, we documented all of the concerns around housing, income, education, and health care, and how we communicate that to residents. So in the coming days, we'll be announcing more concrete steps.
In Springfield, Mayor Dominic Sarno said he directed city departments to plan for an influx of people from Puerto Rico. City Council President Orlando Ramos said he'll convene a meeting next week to review the city's preparations.
We want to make sure that we have the resources available and the information available. And so whether that's creating a new point of information for people, for new folks to get their information, or whether it's using the resources that we already have to make it, you know, just to make sure that people have the information on how to get housing, how to get, get into the schools, etc.
Officials say drop-off sites for hurricane relief supplies that opened earlier this week in Springfield and Holyoke have been overwhelmed with donations. Those donation centers will close soon, according to Waleska Lugo de Jesus, one of the directors of local relief efforts.
We want to send a unified message to the public that although we appreciate the items that are being donated, the amount of items have surpassed our expectation, and we know that people want to give from the heart, and if that is the case, we ask that you consider making a financial donation and do it directly to the Freedom Credit Union, and the fund is the Puerto Rico Relief Fund.
Freedom Credit Union said it will match donations up to $5,000. The coalition announced a prayer vigil will be held October 5th in Court Square in downtown Springfield. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.